Naomi returned in verse 22 of chapter 1. But the strange expression that says, and Ruth, the Moabitish, returned with her. Now you brethren who are visiting here in Toronto, when you came here to Toronto, you didn't return to Toronto. But when you go home to where you belong, you would return to Niagara, to Ajax. But the scripture uses this term, that Ruth, the Moabitess, returned. That's where she belonged. It reminds me of John 10. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of them. She is one of his sheep. She returned back to the fold. Beautiful. And as soon as she comes to Bethlehem, she feels at home. That's where she belongs. Let me go and glean behind him, after him. And it's also beautiful to notice, she's not only after the grains, but she's after a person. Let me go and glean after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And then her hap was to light on a part of the field that belongs to Boaz. You mean the term her hap, maybe it appears to be by chance. Well, it's not by chance, as our brother mentioned. When she is after the person, God leads her to that person. And as we glean in the Word of God, if we're after the person, God has one person. He has one purpose in the Word of God, that is His Son, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering. If that is the desire in our hearts, then God would certainly lead us and direct us to that person, to know Him more, to know Him better. That person is the kinsman, and we heard from the brethren, is the same term as redeemer. And he had to have certain qualifications. He has to be the closest relative. And was he a relative of ours? The Lord was not. He was not to start with. But as these children were partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of them, that he may through death destroy him that had the power of death. He became our relative, of course. He took the form of a man, of a servant, of a man to redeem us. He couldn't redeem us unless he took the form of a man, a relative. But he also was a mighty man of wealth. It needs someone who is wealthy. And was he ever wealthy? He says to the disciples in John 16, he says about the Spirit, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show unto you. And then maybe the disciples would think, he shall receive of yours? What do you have? So following this, he says, all that the Father hath is mine. Therefore I told you that he will receive of mine, I will show unto you. All that the Father hath, yes. He says in his prayer in John 17, all mine is thine. And maybe we can say the same thing. But then he says, all thine is mine. All the wealth of the Father belongs to him. But he also has to be strong, that he may redeem. Otherwise, he cannot go after the killer. Was he ever strong? Of course. He is the one, again, that destroyed through death. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in his cross. He is the one that is suitable to be our Redeemer with all the qualifications that the Redeemer might have.